Steve.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, who, along with its retailers, is partnering with AdoptAClassroom.org to provide funding to high-need schools and local communities. For Subaru loves learning. Subaru, more than a car company. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Bournemouth Sinfonietta led by Kenneth Montgomery and a tune by composer Percy Grainger that's always been well-loved called Country Gardens here on Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues through the noon hour. I'm Jeb Watson. Happy to have joined you. We await a recording of pianist Sviatoslav Richter and the second piano sonata by Robert Schumann, followed by a wondrous rhapsody for viola by Jean Francais, the orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, with us in just a little while. With us now is the National Orchestra of France and conductor Lauren Mazel, along with cellist Yo-Yo Ma, with one of the great cello concertos, one written in 1872, the first by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns. He wrote this when he was about 37 years old and already well-established in French musical life, and he wrote this for the cello player and instrument maker Auguste Tolbecq, who was a cellist and part of a distinguished family of musicians with France's leading concert society. Later on, recorded by Yo-Yo Ma as one of his five great cello concertos. And it's Yo-Yo Ma who we'll hear with the National Orchestra of France next on Kansas Public Radio. We heard cellist Yo-Yo Ma there playing with the National Orchestra of France, conducted by Lauren Mazel in the Cello Concerto No. 1 by Camille Saint-Saëns, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 12:30 and still to come. From cello, we will listen later to a rhapsody for viola and orchestra by French composer Jean Francais. A recording of the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg with us in a little over 15 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. Here at the KU campus, it is 77 degrees with cloudy skies. Later this afternoon, it should become partly sunny and a high of 82. Lows tonight around 66 with cloudy skies, and tomorrow we should have a high of 77 and a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow morning. Next on KPR is music by Robert Schumann. We'll listen to his second piano sonata, which he began writing in 1830 and finished 4 years later. And like just about everything he wrote for piano, it was intended to be performed by his wife, Clara Schumann, who looked over the second sonata and then eventually admitted that it was, in her words, not too incomprehensible. And with that ringing endorsement, the second piano sonata has become one of Schumann's most often performed and recorded sonatas, and we'll hear it played today by Sviatoslav Richter on Kansas Public Radio. That applause for pianist Sviatoslav Richter and the second piano sonata by Robert Schumann, completed in 1834, here on Kansas Public Radio, where there is about 10 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour, followed by more classical music. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. And, of course, we're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us for the classics here on a Monday afternoon. If you've been listening for a while, then you've probably heard a few membership drives. And we know sometimes it can be tough to take that first step in making a donation. You may ask, does it really matter? Yes, it really matters. Your support, combined with all KPR members, makes amazing things happen. Join today at that website, kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks to all of you for your marvelous support of Kansas Public Radio. 77 degrees and cloudy skies here on the KU campus. We're on our way to a high of 82 with partly sunny skies. Tonight's lows in the mid-60s, tomorrow a high of 77, and a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow morning. You heard the cello earlier this hour, now the viola played by Ulrich Koch and the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, conducted by Jean Francais, who is the composer of the following, Rhapsody for Viola and Small Orchestra, next on KPR. Rhapsody for Viola and Orchestra by French composer Jean Francais, who in that recording was conductor of the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, with the viola played by Ulrich Koch on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is about 1 p.m., and the news from NPR is just ahead. In the next hour of classical music, among other things, Murray Pariah leads the English Chamber Orchestra from the keyboard in Mozart's 25th Piano Concerto. That and more still to come in an afternoon of classics on KPR.
The town of...
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Lies NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Steven Gunzenhauser, and a ballad for orchestra by composer Anatoly Liadov on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson with some more classical music on a Monday afternoon. Most of our time will be spent this hour in the company of the English Chamber Orchestra and conductor Murray Pariah, who will do his conducting from the keyboard later when we take in Mozart's 25th Piano Concerto. That's in about 15 minutes' time. Thanks for joining us here on KPR. A little French chamber music next for you by composer Germain Taillefer, who was born in 1892 in Paris and determined to become a musician at a very early age, even though she received no support from her family for doing so. But she lived a very long time, to the age of 91, passing away in 1983, and devoted all of that time to her music, and was a composer in the same league at the Paris Conservatory with the likes of Georges Auric, Darius Milhaud, and Arthur Honegger. We'll hear Taillefer's second sonata for violin and piano, played by violinist Ruth Ehrlich and pianist Marcia Eckhart, next on KPR. Sonata number 2 for violin and piano from the French songstress Germain Taillefer, played by violinist Ruth Ehrlich and Marcia Eckhart at piano on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 1:26. News from NPR at the top of the hour, and we're enjoying classical music till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Of course, we're enjoying the classics till 3 this afternoon, and then we'll be enjoying them tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Do you happen to need a vacation? Well, you can take one tonight with your host, Destiny. In this evening's classical music at 7 p.m., visit the Grand Canyon, courtesy of Ferdy Groffet, and experience some laughs with something called the Comedy Overture. You'll hear those and other wonders of classical music with Destiny tonight at 7, and then from 8 to 9, Classics Live, here on KPR. You know, as a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor, or email us at legacy@kansaspublicradio.org. And so we arrive next at music by Mozart, and hear one of his later piano concertos, one that he wrote in 1786, Piano Concerto, number 25. so it's considered one of Mozart's greatest masterpieces in the concerto genre. But it wasn't performed in Vienna until after Mozart's death, after it was championed by his student Johann Nepomuk Hummel. Today we'll hear Murray Pariah, conductor and pianist with the English Chamber Orchestra, next on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Mozart, the 25th Piano Concerto in C Major, played by the English Chamber Orchestra, with conductor and pianist Murray Pariah. And the time is about 2 p.m. Up ahead is news from NPR, followed by the next hour of music, where we have works by David Diamond, Boleslav Martineau, and a partita for double string orchestra by Vaughan Williams. All that and more just ahead. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble providing an experience where people of all backgrounds celebrate and share music together, encouraging pride in the Lawrence community. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
Morning Edition from
Morning Edition, every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
180 points or nearly half a percent at 39,317. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 35,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That was some music composed in 1989 by Finnish composer Olaus Salonen, a tune called Sunrise Serenade with the Turku Philharmonic Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues on until 3 p.m. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you for it. We've got the London Symphony Orchestra in store for us, a not-often-heard creation for orchestra by Ray Vaughan Williams, the Partita for Double String Orchestra, and from Boleslav Martineau, chamber music in the form of Promenades for flute, violin, and harpsichord, all just ahead. We have something for you next by American composer David Diamond, and something that he wrote in 1944 while World War II was in full swing, and much like people these days have news fatigue, David Diamond received a commission from conductor Dmitri Metropoulos with some specific instructions. He wrote that these are distressing times, and most of the music I play is distressing. Make me happy. That was the specific instruction given to David Diamond. He created, in response, the following rounds for string orchestra. Our next recording is of the Dogma Chamber Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1944 by David Diamond, called Rounds for String Orchestra. And that performance given today by the Dogma Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:27, and in about 10 minutes we'll have along the London Symphony Orchestra to enjoy a partita for double string orchestra, some not-often-heard music by Ray Vaughan Williams, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City Jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. Here at the KU campus, it's 80 degrees. Under cloudy skies, we should have a high of 82 for today. Cloudy by this evening, lows in the mid-60s. We have an 80% chance, according to the updated forecast, of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow morning. Temperatures in the mid-70s. A 40% chance of showers for tomorrow night. Next on KPR, we'll hear violinist Charles Castleman, flutist Bonita Boyd, and on harpsichord, Barbara Harbach for a bit of chamber music. From Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů, Promenades for flute, violin, and harpsichord. Next on KPR. Known as Promenades for violin, flute, and harpsichord, played by violinist Charles Castleman, flutist Benita Boyd, and the harpsichord played by Barbara Harbach on Kansas Public Radio. It is closing in on 2:37, and at 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Just a quick note that if you don't have any plans for later in the week and are looking for something to do, you might want to check out the Lawrence Opera Theater. We're going to have some performances taking place at Theater Lawrence, getting underway this Thursday, August 15th, when they'll have an evening of opera scenes and arias. On the 16th and 18th, selections from Mozart's Don Giovanni, and a musical theater cabaret on Saturday, the 17th. Many performances to choose from, and you can find out more about the Lawrence Opera Theater and how to attend over at theaterlawrence.com. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Friday night, we have the next BBC Proms concert, where the Halle Orchestra and choirs celebrate the 25th season with music director Sir Mark Elder, music of Gustav Mahler and his Fifth Symphony. That and much more on the BBC Proms, which you can hear Friday night at 7 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. Conductor Bryden Thompson and the London Symphony Orchestra join us next for Something For You by Ralph Vaughan Williams, a music of his that's not often heard. It's something he started out writing in 1938 as a chamber piece, which he thought of as a sort of double trio. But he put it aside for about a decade's time, after which he pulled it out again and decided that it needed to be expanded. And what we wound up with was the Partita for a double string orchestra. Conductor Bryden Thompson leads the London Symphony Orchestra for us on Kansas Public Radio. Music that Ralph Vaughan Williams began writing in 1938 and completed over the course of about a decade, the Partita for Double String Orchestra, with Bryden Thompson leading the London Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, where we have just about arrived at 3 p.m. Up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News, followed by classical music with Destiny, your host at 7 p.m. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Monday afternoon.
The Town of Springfield Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered gets underway right now here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.